You're listening to ABC Radio National, on air, online, and on the ABC Listen app.
Australia's road toll has been heading in the wrong direction since 2020, and there's no sign that trend is ending. More than 1,200 fatalities were recorded by the end of November. That's up about 3% from the same time last year. The data doesn't include December, which of course is known to be one of the deadliest months on our roads. Some states have seen an alarming rise, with road deaths in Queensland reaching a 16-year high, and figures for New South Wales the highest they've been since before the COVID pandemic. The National Roads and Motorists Association says that while defensive measures like reduced speed limits and more cameras are easy to implement, they're not having the desired impact. Milad Hagani is an associate professor in urban risk and resilience at the University of Melbourne. He believes the growing popularity of larger vehicles may be playing a role in the rising death toll. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you, Barbara.
Now, the number of larger SUVs and utes sold in Australia has doubled in the past two decades. What do you think is driving that trend?
Well, the trend on the surface level might seem to be driven by consumer demand, wanting to buy bigger cars. But if you look deeper, that is the opposite. It's the trend that has been imposed upon Australian consumer by American manufacturers and some other major manufacturers. American manufacturer has every sort of incentive to make bigger cars, and that has been going on for more than two decades in the United States. It lets them get around the fuel efficiency standards better. Manufacturing bigger units has a significantly higher margin of profit. And as such, these car makers have invested a lot in commercial advertising and marketing to make bigger units of cars the go-to choices for Australian consumers and other major markets that they target. And also some of the tax incentives that we have on Australia as well, including an exemption from luxury car tax for some of the youths, that would also encourage buyers that are looking at the price range of 70 to 80,000 to not pay the car tax and pay towards the price of the car. And that means that they would opt to buy big. As there is a range of incentives that consumers have had. And also another factor is that they see a large number of cars on the roads, and they don't, at the point of sale, if they can buy a bigger car, they do, so that they don't be, they won't be outsized in traffic for the safety of themselves and their passengers, basically.
Yeah, it can be a little bit like an arms race on the road there. A lot of people, though, I think would say they do feel safer in a larger car. Are they right?
That is an excellent question. Look, bigger cars generally protect their own occupants better, but that doesn't mean that the bigger you make the car, the more protective it becomes. As you increase the size of a vehicle, there is a certain degree of increase to the safety of the occupants, but that increase in safety plateaus after a certain point, around 16 to 1700 kilograms, it plateaus. However, after that point, any additional size and weight on the car has an exponential impact on the safety of third parties involved in a crash, any other entity, including a pedestrian or a car occupants of another vehicle. So the fact that bigger cars are more protective to certain degrees are correct, but the cars are getting much bigger than needed in terms of safety. the size of some of these new makes of vehicles that are sold in Australia, they do not contribute much to the safety of pedestrians as much as they contribute to the risk on other occupants. Basically, research in the United States has shown that for every fatal crash that the light commercial vehicles have avoided for their own passengers and occupants, there has been an additional 4.3 fatalities elsewhere as a result of their size. So yes, they do protect, but they push risk outwards towards occupants of other cars and also pedestrians in particular.
So while it might be good for you, less so for everyone else, but we can't stop people from buying big cars. How do you propose that this issue could be tackled?
No, the market is free, but across the globe, in major markets, policymakers have a certain range of tools to engineer the composition of their fleet. Because if they let the manufacturer to dictate the composition of the fleet, the fleet will end up being full of giant cars. And as such, there are standards and regulations in Europe and other countries. And there are measures at every level of government that can be taken, including state, federal, and even local councils. To start with, for example, the luxury car tax loophole is costing Australian taxpayer $250 million per year in lost tax revenue that can be closed, and that would remove one of the major incentives for Australian consumers to go and buy bigger cars. So that's one thing. In terms of state registrations, some of the states do not have any higher registration fee for bigger cars, even though bigger cars have larger external impacts that should be offset through the registration fee. Especially Victoria could be looking at a reform towards the registration fee. And at the level of local councils, we can be looking at what other countries and cities such as Paris has done in terms of implementing policies such as differential parking fees for different size of cars. These are a range of policy measures that would be useful to engineer and to control the growth of bigger cars and to make sure that the trend is sustainable. Because if we let the trend go unchecked, we will be looking at a similar trajectory to the road safety trajectory of the United States, where decades of progress in especially pedestrian safety that we had observed in the US has been wiped out over the last two decades. And right now, the pedestrian fatality is almost at the highest level that has ever been in the US, whereas it was on the trajectory to become zero by now or by some time in the near future. So if we don't want to repeat that trend, we should be looking at implementing policies to encourage people to buy all sorts of all ranges of car sizes.
And I know we got a lot of texts when we discussed this issue or issues around it last week. You can text us anytime on 0418 226 576 or via the ABC Listen app. Milad Thagani, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.